Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
I love shows like CSI, NCIS, 911, that's a new one. The only problem with those shows, they're only in big cities. It's always CSI Miami, NCIS Los Angeles, 911 Lone Star. Just once, I want to see one of these shows go to a small town. Just once, I want to see CSI Lanigan. I wonder what CSI Lanigan would sound like. All right, what do we got here?
Well, it looks like a classic three-man job. No cameras, no witnesses, so we don't know for sure. But no signs of a struggle, no signs of forced entry. Whoever did this wasn't their first rodeo. They didn't cover all their tracks, though. We do have two different footprints in the backyard. A few empty cans of Lucky Lager by the shed. We sent those to the lab for fingerprints, and we'll get the results later.
Did you say Lucky Lager?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve's the only person in town that drinks that stuff. Probably just messing with Daryl because he started dating his cousin. I gotta go to the rink anyway, and Steve's place is on the way, so I'll just drop by on my way over there.
Ha ha, guess you got a lucky break there. Fiona got a little gift from her great auntie. And she received what is something I never had as a child. And I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit jealous. And yet I get to play with it now because I'm her mother.
You're jealous of your own daughter?
Well, when I was younger, I always wanted a play kitchen.
Oh, the best.
And I never had one.
Aww.
I did have a little tiny stovetop that had like a burner on it and something. It was like, okay, whatever. But my friends had the play kitchens and all that kind of stuff. Fiona got one from her great auntie, and it is fabulous, I have to say. And here's the even better part. It came with a whole bunch of fake food.
What's the best part?
And like IKEA dishes, actual stainless steel dishes, which by the way make a ton of noise when she clangs them. But it's okay because she's having a blast.
Is that toy kitchen the best toy of all time?
I don't know, man, but it's pretty sweet. Like I said, my friends had them, and I always just wished I could get one, and now I do, but I feel silly playing with it.
My niece and nephew both have a little kitchen, and the best part is the fake food. You're going to be finding that fake food for the rest of your life. 20 years from now, you're going to be cleaning under the couch, find a little plastic thing of corn on the cob. What the? Fiona hasn't played with this in 20 years.
Also, do you know how many fake tastes I've done in the last... She got it on Saturday, so basically day and a half. I've had so many fake drinks and meals already. I'm stuffed.
And you have to pretend to like it, right?
Of course.
Mm, it's so good. Ooh, this spaghetti. Mm. It's so good, Fiona. Just once, can you please do it for me? Can you give her an honest review? Can you be like, that's a little dry, Fiona. Not gonna lie.
It's really lacking in flavor.
It's also a choking hazard. You might want to fix that. Some kids got the best of both worlds. They had the mini kitchen and the easy bake oven.
Oh, come on. I never had that either.
Those kids were way too spoiled. Usually it was one or the other. That one rich kid always had both, and it was like, ooh, la-dee-da, Janice.
It's pretty sweet that we filmed her reaction when she walked in the living room, and she was like, what is this? And it's red. It's kind of retro looking. It's really cute. Came with a whole bunch of food and dishes. It's so cute.
I love the fake food combinations that kids come up with. It's like, ooh, spaghetti with cucumbers. Aw, thanks, Fiona. I can't wait to pretend to eat this. Thank you so much.
Do you know how many fake tastes I've already done of things? She comes over with a spatula, puts it on my face. Mm, oh, so good.
Oh, you got to sell it way more than that.
Oh, I do.
Come on, practice a little bit here.
Oh, that's the best macaroni I've ever had.
There you go. Because if you don't amp it up, kids are going to be like, what?
Well, and then they give you another taste right away. Like, exactly. Say it's good. Tell me it's delicious.
They need that validation.
Hey? They do.
Tell me it's good. Growing up, I didn't have a fake kitchen. I had a fake McDonald's.
Shut the front door, you spoiled little turkey.
No, it wasn't spoiled.
That was like the richest of the rich when I was little.
It was literally the exact same as the other ones, except it had a McDonald's sticker. And that was the only difference.
No, it didn't have like a fry station, a little deep fryer?
Yeah, I guess tiny little things like that were a bit different. But
did it have a drink dispenser?
Yeah, but the other kitchen things
fancy.
Have that. I don't know. Fancy, okay? This thing was so used, it wasn't even funny.
That's
my
cute.
Parents probably found this in a dumpster somewhere, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll just...
Clayton will love this.
Mr. Clean Eraser, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. The Buffalo Bills, their Cinderella run ended yesterday.
I will remember you.
I think a lot of football fans out there were really cheering for the Bills. We all know the Bills story, losing 4 Super Bowls in a row back in the early 90s.
Really?
4 in a row. They went to 4, lost all of them, and then for the next, I don't know, 25 years, were just a garbage football team.
Aww.
And then all of a sudden, here comes Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. They're all just leading this team to glory, but unfortunately, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, too much for the Bills. I, for one, am kind of sad about it because Buffalo Bills fans are the best fans on the planet.
Oh, really?
First of all, they're called the Bills Mafia.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any other fan base out there that can call themselves a mafia, but Bills fans can.
Mafias kill people.
This is a friendly mafia. This mafia kills tables. You know those plastic folding tables you get at Walmart?
Yeah, I sure do.
Buffalo Bills fans, what they do at tailgate parties, they go on top of their cars, trucks, buses, whatever, and they jump through the tables, smashing them WWF style. No one knows why they do this, but they just love doing it. Like,
I don't understand it.
No one does. No one really does, but it's great entertainment and it makes for hilarious videos on the internet. It was a couple years ago in Jacksonville. Buffalo was playing the Jags in the playoffs. Every Walmart in Jacksonville did not have these tables. That's how serious Bills fans take this. Is this the coolest fan tradition in sports?
I don't want to say coolest, because I think it's kind of ridiculous to purposely destruct things. Like, how much does a foldable table cost?
It's a little bit of money.
30 bucks?
Yeah, but it's worth it for the team.
Is it, though?
Not really.
Does the team care? I
no.
don't think they do.
Players do. Josh Allen, their quarterback, knows it, and he's like, you know what? If we win the Super Bowl, I'll do it with you guys. It's a thing. Like, the
Keep
players know they do
those
it.
Those tables, guys.
But, like, here in Saskatchewan, like the Saskatchewan Rush, we had the chest pound thing. Hey, whenever they score, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Red Sox fans have Sweet Caroline in the seventh inning stretch. What's cooler than smashing these tables like Bills fans? I can't think of any other fan tradition.
Doesn't somebody throw a octopus or a squid on the ice?
That's Detroit. The Detroit Red Wings do that in the playoffs.
That's kind of fun.
They've got nothing on Flin Flon, though. The Flin Flon Bombers throw a moose leg on the ice after they win. You know what, Bills fans? You come second to Flin Flon fans. Sorry, moose leg's pretty cool. Everyone knows what a porch pirate is. Those people who take stuff from people's front doorsteps.
You don't have to have a porch.
No, exactly. No one's going
to
be driving around like, oh, I like that package, but they don't have a porch. We're porch pirates, so you win again, non-porch people. Some porch pirate jack wagons in the Varsity View neighborhood. They stole a dog's wheelchair. This is just... This is infuriating because the dog's wheelchair wasn't in like a package or anything.
No.
So this dog needs, it's like a rear leg wheelchair. So this dog needs it. It's custom fit for this dog. Basically, after a walk, the owners left this dog wheelchair on the front step because it was covered in snow, needed to wash it off. They got distracted, making supper, whatever. Someone comes by in that hour that they got distracted, takes the dog wheelchair. Now, if it was in a package, I get it. Porch pirates are greasy people. They don't care. They just take what's in the package. But this person specifically stole a dog wheelchair, and they knew it was a dog wheelchair.
Well,
and they still did it.
Made specifically for this little dude. His name is Bo.
I know.
Like, it's for him.
I just don't understand how... I can understand how people steal packages. It's okay. People are greasy. People steal things that exist. But if you're going to steal something specific like that, a dog wheelchair.
And I would like to know what they did with it. Were they like, ooh, I'm going to sell this?
Exactly.
Or did they themselves have a dog that needed a wheelchair?
But it's a custom-made one. I don't know. Like, also, if your dog needs a wheelchair, you're probably not going to be going around the neighborhood looking for other dog wheelchairs to steal. Like, there's playing the odds there. It's probably not going to happen this time. But, I mean, Porch Pirates, can I do it, Stacey?
Yes, please.
Can I play our favorite sound clip of all time on Cruise Mornings?
Stop! Breaking the law!
Do you have an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or anything like that?
No. I prefer to ignore my lack of fitness. I don't need to be reminded how lazy I am.
See, that's the thing.
I do have, though, on your phone, there's like a little health app that keeps track of your steps.
Oh, that does nothing.
But only if you have your phone, like, on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I've checked it every once in a while, and it's depressing.
Like,
so
compared to the Apple Watch and the Fitbit, The app on your phone has nothing on those two things.
Oh, for sure.
Because these Apple Watches and Fitbits, you can set up competitions with your friends.
I've heard about this.
My wife has been going...
Is this the ring thing where you have to complete your ring?
Kinda, yeah. I have no idea. My wife is all about these competitions, though. Her and her friends, they are just battling against each other in these fitness competitions. And it's great because you throw some competition into anything, it's going to make it like 10 times better. So my wife and her friends always working out. The thing is, like, at the 55-minute mark of the hour, it'll remind you, hey, you haven't done any steps, or you haven't done enough steps. So every single hour at the same time, 4:40, 4:55, 5:55, 6:55, whatever, my wife will be like, oh, gets a little notification, just starts running on the spot. Starts running on the spot, like clockwork, if you will. Just starts sitting there running on the spot. I gotta beat Renee! Just takes it so seriously. The thing is, I don't know if I should throw her under the bus here. She's been cheating a little bit.
You just did. There you go.
Some people who do these competitions, they'll be like, oh, my legs are tired, or oh, I'm busy. They will hand off the Fitbit or the Apple Watch to their significant other. And they will do...
She gives you her Fitbit, and you do the steps for her?
Yep. Husband of the year over here.
Oh, boy.
Husband of the year.
That's shady there, Brenly.
Is it shady or is it just beating the system?
She's doing this with her friends, right? Mm-hmm. So I would assume with your friends there's a little bit of an honor system, right?
Yeah. You want to beat your friends, though.
Don't you want to beat your friends, honestly?
What's the point of having friends if you can't beat them in competitions and rub their face in it? Isn't that what being friends is all about, Stacey?
Yeah, come on. I do like a good competition.
Yeah.
But I feel like that it's clever. I will give her that. It's very clever.
The old outdoor meetings might be tough in this weather, too, hey? Like, have you been doing the outdoor meetings with friends and family?
No.
No?
No, we have not.
Like, even when it's nice outside?
No.
You haven't been doing that?
No.
Like hanging out in the driveway with friends, having a beer, something like that?
Can I just say, we did do one when it was like -2. It might have even been like +1. It's cold.
Yeah.
When you sit there and don't, like, you're not, you know, moving around necessarily, but you're just hanging out. It gets cold.
See, as a redhead, I was born to love the cold. Redheads hate the sun, love the cold. So we've been doing the driveway hangouts with a bunch of friends. Now that it's super cold, we can't do that. So my buddies and I, we've been doing the online gaming thing to keep our friendship alive. Not like we need to talk to each other every 3 days to keep our friendship alive. But, you know, we've been good friends for years and years and years. We want to stay connected. So we bought this golf game, Golf 2K1.
Right.
We all love golf. And the best thing is you can chat online while you're playing a game of golf online with your buddies. It's great.
Or you could just phone them.
No, it's not the same.
No, not the same.
Guys on FaceTime, I don't know, it's just different. Like, when you're playing video games and you're doing an activity, it's a lot different than just sitting there talking to each other. It's a lot of awkward silences when guys just sit there and talk. It's like, so what are you doing? Nothing. Okay.
But instead you get the view of each other with your mouths gaping, staring at a screen.
Well, we don't look at each other. We just talk. So we're playing the video game.
Okay.
No, we're playing the video game and we talk to each other on the headsets.
Right.
Now, when you think of video game chatter, you usually think of young kids making your mama jokes and swearing up a storm.
Lots of empty threats.
Lots of just, you're stupid. You suck at this game, you noob, right? That's what you think of when, like, kids play video games. I'm telling you, if you had the chance to listen to a bunch of grown men talk online while playing a video game, it's so lame. Like,
paint me a picture, Clayton.
Like, instead of, oh, you're a noob, you suck, oh, your mom is this, your dad's this, it's, I found a great recipe for green beans yesterday, if anyone wants to know. Ooh, send me that link, man. I'm totally interested.
Stacy and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.